Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday morning with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Raw, which was the go-home Raw for the pay-per-view this weekend. War Games is coming up from Vancouver. It actually starts at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And I'm driving up for the show, which I guess means I gotta leave early. But I'm gonna get home early, so that's always good. So we'll tell you about the full lineup. They got 5 matches announced so far, the 2 War Games matches and 3 title matches. 3 title matches out of a total of now 19 titles! Because they did in fact announce a women's intercontinental title. So we're gonna talk about this after the break. I thought I figured it out once, but I hadn't. Now I may have figured it out this time around. Speculation, but I think I know what might be happening here. So anyway, we've also got updates on Adam Copeland, Big Boom AJ, Rampage and SmackDown ratings. Grand Slam Australia is moving venues, which we pretty much told you was going to happen months ago. And we've got an update on where it's probably going to end up. Saturday night's main event and a big announcement coming up here on this show. That's right, a big announcement. It's going to be a lot of fun. So anyway, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's Black Friday build-up at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. WrestlingObserver.com, Mike Sempervivi. Anyway, y'all ready for an exciting announcement after that horrible open?
Sure.
Well, we joked about it the other day, a couple times actually. But after literally moments of intense negotiations, After Dark Radio is coming to Sports Byline USA. That's right. We are going to be doing 1 hour live every week here on Sports Byline. Now, here's the way it's going to work for now, okay? So, it's going to begin, tentatively, January 8th. Okay? January 8th. Now, even though the show is called After Dark Radio, unless I decide to change the name of it, it is going to be airing at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, After Dark Radio, here on Sports Byline USA. It'll be on Wednesdays. And so the idea is we'll do the Wednesday show at the normal time, Wrestling Observer Live, and then there will be an hour break, and then at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, After Dark Radio will begin live. And since it is After Dark Radio, we will also be replaying it overnights. I don't know how often, maybe even every day for all I know, but the replays will be during the overnight period, okay? Now, here's my idea for this show, okay? Because getting 52 guests a year, that's a lot of guests. And the way we had After Dark working for the podcast was we would get a guest every other week, and I would, split the hour and a half interview into two shows. But what we're going to do is this. There will be a guest every other week live on After Dark Radio. And on the weeks where we do not have a guest, we will do an hour of all of the strangest news of the last couple of weeks. And yes, open lines. So that will be every other week. And then, because we have a lot of free listeners and also subscribers, what I'm going to do for the interviews is when we have an interview with a big guest, the interview will go for an hour live here on Sports Byline. And then when the show ends, I will go another 30 minutes with the guest, which will be available for subscribers as part of the podcast. So if you're a subscriber, you'll get 90 minutes with the guest. And for everybody else, you'll get the free hour. And that's that. So the best of all worlds for everybody. But After Dark Radio coming to Sports Byline Live beginning January 8th. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be the beginning of a new empire. Taken over. Maybe taken over someday. Who knows?
Well, after 20 years of one empire, you got to want to go and conquer other grounds, and that's what you're doing right now.
Hey, well, listen. This is what I wanted to do in, like, 1997, and I finally get to do it in 2025. So, you know,
don't
the old,
give up on your dreams, kid.
Yeah, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. This only took about 27 years or something like that. Anyway.
Now we already have the Chase. I know we have the Mexican in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's not gonna. Here's what I'm just gonna say is Dom, the producer of the show, only old school '70s music. Okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted all art.
Nah, I can't rip it off that blatantly because okay. I already do that on Coast to Coast.
So you want the '70s disco then?
Yes, right? But anything from the '70s. We still want the same vibe, but I don't need to completely rip it off. You know what I'm saying?
The Wind and Fire.
Yeah, Dom will find some good songs from the '70s.
Hmm. Yes, a kid from the 90s. 2000s, actually. What am I talking about?
Well, no one listens to music nowadays. This is the old stuff. Dom knows everything from the 70s, don't you, Dom? Whenever we've told Dom get some good stuff from the 70s, he's older. He's always been there, right? I don't know where he's at. Glad I got him to produce. Yes, it will be live on video as well. If you're a subscriber, you'll be able to watch it on YouTube and on Twitch. And then the replays will go up, just like any other show on this website. Any other show on this website. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, now we got to, unfortunately, talk about wrestling. And I say unfortunately because we're adding another title.
Why?
Well, hold on a second, okay? Hold on a second. I'm going to backtrack and explain this from the very beginning, okay? And then I'm going to tell you why I might have figured out what's going on, okay? Make sure Lenny stays banned for this discussion. Okay. So, a little while ago, they announced there was going to be a women's U.S. title. Okay? And as soon as they announced that, I thought, what? A women's U.S. title. Okay? So I thought about, well, you know, we got NXT, they got a women's North American title. I never had a problem with that. But when they announced they announced it on SmackDown, okay? They announced a new secondary women's title, the U.S. title, on SmackDown. So when they announced it, my first thought, obviously, like everybody else, was, oh my God, we're going to have a women's Intercontinental and a women's U.S. Like, we're going to have one on SmackDown and one on Raw, okay? Well, then I had all these people that were like, no, 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 no. It's going to be one belt that goes like from show to show. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, okay. Like, we don't need another belt. There's too many belts. But if you're going to add a new women's secondary title, if it's going to go from brand to brand, okay, fine, whatever. Now, why did I say that? Am I sexist? No. The reason is, how many people do we have on these shows? Okay. With NXT, we have 30 singles women in NXT. 30, okay? So the fact is, when you have 30 women, all right, well, you have an NXT Women's Champion and an NXT North American Women's Champion. Fine, there's 30 women, okay? Well, when they announced this belt on SmackDown, I was like, wait a second, SmackDown has, they have 12 women. That's not a verbal typo. There's 12 women. So what do we need? What do we need two singles titles for 12 women? That's one singles title for every 6 women. Well, then people are like, oh, you know, it's gonna go from brand to brand. I was like, okay, well, you know, we got more women on Raw. Fine. Okay, whatever. Man, last night they announced, well, we're going to have a women's Intercontinental title on Raw. And then I was like, what? Hold on a second. You're actually going to do this. You're actually going to have a belt on SmackDown for 12 women. Now, Raw, I have less of a problem because Raw has 19 women. Okay, well, you want one belt for every 10 women. We don't need one belt for every 10 women, but that's better than one belt for every 6 women, okay? At least there's 20 women on Raw. There's 12 on SmackDown. So all night I've been like, what is going on? Why do we need... This doesn't make... But then... I think I figured this out. SmackDown is going to 3 hours.
No!
Yep. And I think that's what's happening is they're going to call up another 8 women or so to the SmackDown roster. The show is going to be 3 hours long. We're going to have a 3-hour Raw and a 3-hour SmackDown. We will have 20 women on each show. And that's how they've justified having a secondary title for the women. I can't say that 100%, but that is the only thing that makes any sense. Because think about it. SmackDown has 12 women. They have 2 singles titles. You could just bring up 8 women from developmental, and then you got 20 women on Raw, 20 women on SmackDown. But SmackDown's only 2 hours. And I guess Raw's now only 2 hours as well, but I'm thinking that once they go to Netflix, Raw's going to be 3 hours. SmackDown is going to be 3 hours on USA. And they're both going to have 20 women on the roster, and thus we have 2 titles. So at the end of the day, do we need all of these belts? We do not. But if both shows end up going to 3 hours and they have 20 women on each roster, I mean, it's better than, you know, 2 2-hour shows and like 12 women or whatever. So I think that's what's happening. I think both shows are going to 3 hours in the new year. Hence, we've got these extra belts. We'll get Mike's thoughts after the break. Observer Live.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket,
fits, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Mike?
Yes?
It's your turn to be sexist. What do you think of these extra women's belts?
There's too many belts in every single promotion everywhere, regardless of the gender. But what you're saying makes sense, and it makes sense if you're USA, that you would want a third hour of WWE programming to make up for the hour that you've lost off of Raw. So we'll see what happens. That is the only way that this makes any sense, is we're going to see an influx of women get brought up, and frankly, it's probably time anyway. I don't know what they'll do with the rest of Fatal Influence, but it feels like Fallon Henley should be up on the main roster. Roxanne Perez should be up on the main roster. How long is Julia and Stephanie Vaquer going to be down there for? You know, so there are plenty of people. Jada Parker at some point. I mean, they have enough women down there that can move up to the main roster, and that is the only way that this makes any sense whatsoever. Otherwise, again, maybe it's about marketing. They're selling so many belts everywhere that they just have to keep making new ones because crazy people will pay $1,000 for each one that they make. I don't know what it is, but other than that, yeah, I mean, bring more women up to the roster, because otherwise, what are you really doing with all of these belts? Unless, which they're not going to do, you go ahead and you merge the Universal and World titles and the two women's titles, which one is the Women's World title and the other is the World Women's title, correct?
What?
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Yes, I want to make this clear because people keep saying no one's talking about this.
Talking about what?
There's too many belts in all promotions.
Yes, I just said that.
Including AEW and WWE and yes. New Japan.
Yes.
Okay. But I have a suggestion, okay? Because here's the thing. Okay, there's too many belts, but you know what? I was thinking about this.
Don't say it's God.
Okay, I counted them up. I always love when I get to count. So I counted them up.
Yes.
That proves I'm not a vampire, by the way. For those who've been listening to After Dark Radio, if you want to get rid of a vampire, are you aware of this? If you want to get rid of a vampire, you got to give them something to count. Because a vampire can't help but count, and they get distracted. Are you aware of this?
I think you're maybe mixing
up. No. And the Sesame Street count.
Yes.
When I heard that, my mind was blown.
Huh.
Because he's always counting. But anyway.
Nosferatu, the mathematician.
That's different.
Mathematician, now, whatever it is.
Here's the thing. I went through and I counted titles because I had nothing better to do yesterday.
Like bulbs of garlic, a vampire would.
Now, people always say, you know, AEW has more belts, WWE has more belts, whatever. Okay, as far as titles, all right, titles.
Not belts.
Titles.
Titles.
Yeah, we'll separate titles and belts. As far as titles, I believe WWE currently has 19 titles. And AEW has 15 titles. Now, I'm talking Raw, SmackDown, NXT. And I'm only talking...
How are you getting 19?
AEW and Ring of Honor, okay? So as far as titles, WWE does have more titles right now than AEW, okay? AEW, however, if we add up all of the belts... So, for example, the Ring of Honor six-man champions, the AEW six-man champions... Raw, I believe, now has 23 belts. AEW has 22 belts. So they're basically exactly the same, okay? If you just count belts. Like, you watch TV, here's all these belts, all right? They basically have the same number of belts. But the difference is, and there's a reason I'm going to bring this up. As a viewer, it appears that AEW has way, way more belts than WWE, even though they don't, okay?
They average more belts per viewer than any other wrestling
team. Well, I'm going to tell you why. because AEW is basically two brands. They're AEW, Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, and they're Ring of Honor, okay? So, if there are 23 belts floating around, then literally all 23 could be on a Dynamite and on a Collision. And on, now, that doesn't happen regularly, but I mean, there have been shows where I've been watching Dynamite, and literally in every single segment, somebody is on screen with a belt. Because, hey, someone's the Ring of Honor World Champion. Well, they're on Collision and Dynamite and Rampage, in addition to all of the AEW belts, with people doing interviews and standing there with their belts and everything like that. Okay? I will say this about WWE. They have too many belts. However, Andrade never brought his speed belt to the main roster. Candice LeRae doesn't bring her speed belt to the main roster. We rarely see NXT champions on Raw or SmackDown. We rarely see Raw and SmackDown champions on NXT. And yes, at this time of year, there's a lot of back and forth between Raw and SmackDown, but there's not that much. So if you watch Raw, you inherently see fewer belts because you will not see the NXT belts, you will not see the speed belts, and you will rarely see the SmackDown belts. And that goes through all of the different brands right there. So I believe the solution to this, as I've said many times, is you should have a Dynamite brand and a Collision brand. Split the stars in two, half go to one show, half go to the other show. Split the belts in two, half go to one show, half go to the other show. Your Ring of Honor belts, I don't think they need to be on AEW television. I don't think the AEW belts need to be on Ring of Honor television. And if you did that, you would inherently drastically cut down the number of belts that are actually visible on television. If you don't care, then who cares? But I've said this before, if you do a brand split correctly, there is no downside to it. There's only a downside to the brand split when you do it poorly, which is how Vince McMahon did it, which is, there's going to be nobody goes back and forth. Once a year, it survives. But then, like, there's some stupid explanation. It's like, it's stupid. When it's just, this person's contracted to SmackDown, this person's contracted to Raw. Sometimes we need them, so they come across, whatever. But largely, like, these are the people you'll see when you watch SmackDown. These are the people you'll see when you watch Raw. Great. These are the belts that are on this show. These are the belts on that show. Great. AEW could do this if they wanted to. It would probably make booking easier as well. Because, hey, I got to book this show. I got to book that show. This is who's available here. This is available there. You actually have more people getting opportunities that way than the way that they do it now, which is, well, Moxie's got to be on Dynamite and Collision. That takes a spot away from somebody, the whole crew. And, hey, you know, it's easier to do it with a brand split, this whole multiple TV shows thing. And honestly, one other thing, you know, people are like, I was a kid, they only had three belts. Well, World, Intercontinental, and Tag. Okay, yeah, that's right. But, like, do you remember what you watched as a kid?
Wait a second. Nobody listening right now was growing. Like, 1980 is the last time.
The point is, like, when you were a kid, what did you watch, dude? Okay? You watched an hour of, like, whatever it was back, Superstars. You watched an hour of Superstars. You watched an hour of Challenge. Maybe. Eventually, you watched an hour of Raw. They're all an hour long. Back then, most of it was squashes. Every now and then, you could watch like a pay-per-view with eight matches, and you'd have three title matches. There might be a title match on Saturday night's main event. But inherently, there were significantly fewer shows. There were significantly fewer superstars. Like, we've now got show. Like, dude, there's going to be 3 hours of Raw, 3 hours of SmackDown. There's 2 hours of Dynamite, 2 hours of Collision. There's going to be an hour of that Afterburner, whatever it's called. If you're on the internet, there's Ring. Like, there are so many wrestlers and so many hours of television that at this point, you actually probably could not do three belts. Like, there's got to be more. But do there need to be 22 and 23 titles floating around on television? That's probably excessive.
Where are you getting that many belts from? 22 belts, you said, for WWE?
Yeah.
But you get the world title, the universal, the two women's titles. the new women's U.S. and IC title, the tag titles, the women's tag title, the speed titles.
Yeah, add up all of those individual belts.
The five NXT titles,
yep.
Right?
Yep, add up all those individual belts. You're going to get 23 belts. Add up all the individual belts with AEW and Ring of Honor, you get 22 belts.
I got 16.
No.
WWE.
I'll do it during the break. I did it yesterday.
Are you counting like the crown jewel title?
No.
Trying like the title they give away with like the SEC championship game?
You're killing the listeners. I'll add it up during the break.
Oh, yeah.
I had it right here, okay, yesterday. I don't have it right here now, but I'm
count. Sorry to slow down belt talk.
Yeah, do I look like a good counter?
God. Can we get Dave Milliken in here? Has he passed away? No, Reggie Parks passed away. We need to get Dave Milliken in
here. I voted for that guy for the Hall of Fame, by the way. You should have seen my ballot.
What was the most controversial pick you think was in your ballot?
Controversial pick? I don't know, man. I didn't find any of them controversial. I found a bunch of people that didn't go in last year quite controversial. But the wrongs were righted this year. So that was at least good.
Anybody in particular you're talking about?
Roman Reigns and the Young Bucks not going in. What are we doing here? God.
There's a lot of guys who are not. Like, Rocca and Perez last year were the biggest insult, and they're not even on the ballot this year. They were not on the ballot this year. They just should be fiated in at some point by Dave and the veterans committee that he's got, the historical minds that help put people in.
See, I think people like Carl Stern. I think people, like, think, you know, like, too much about everything and not think about other things. I'll explain it after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Always sad when Black Friday's over until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss, like 40% off floor care finds, 50% off party ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent, and get 20% off some of your finds at Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 2nd. Coupons do not apply to floor care and party ready styles. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Shenanigans! There's shenanigans afoot!
No! All right, here's a list of Ring of Honor champions, okay?
All right.
This is only the champions. Ring of Honor World, Ring of Honor Television, Ring of Honor Pure, Ring of Honor Tag, Ring of Honor Six Man, Ring of Honor Women's World, Ring of Honor World Women's TV. One, two,
seven,
three, four, five, six, seven.
That's not nine or ten.
No, if you add the actual belts, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Talking about the hardware.
Okay. So I added it up during the break once again. There's 19 titles in WWE, 23 total belts. In AEW, there are 21 total belts now that we've gotten rid of the FTW title. So at least they got rid of that because last month there were 22 between Ring of Honor and AEW.
Can you imagine if there were 22 cromulent stories going on? Then you probably wouldn't need all those damn belts, or there would be a reason to have all those damn belts.
This guy goes, belts are not the same as championships. Oh, get out of here.
Well, that's true.
God, get out of
it's
here.
It's the honor. It's the title. The belt is different than that. It's a championship. The belt is the trinket that you get.
Young Bucks are going after Tag Team Gold. It says here in their return to New Japan, but this is actually the Wrestle Dynasty show, which is the AEW show. They're challenging for the IWGP Tag Team title. It's another one. That's the other issue with AEW. If you're a champion anywhere else on Earth, you bring your belt to television.
Yes.
So I don't think we need that. But this is the Wrestle Dynasty show. They're not working the January 4th Tokyo Dome. They're only working on the 5th. So that's interesting.
Not really. If you think about it, I mean, they haven't been there in a long time. They were not. It's not like Kenny Omega or Kota Ibushi or Chris Jericho or somebody like that who were to go back there. The Bucks were not at that level, and it's going to be a big deal with them coming back. But to be honest, those spots probably should go to somebody that New Japan should be building up on their roster.
So I think we talked about this last week, but just a quick note. Rampage did 249,000 viewers in a 0.09, and SmackDown did a 1.6 million and a 0.46. So the story of these numbers is that Rampage was up 34% in viewers and 50% in 18 to 49. SmackDown was up 28% in viewers and 44% in 18 to 49 because everybody was watching the Tyson fight last week. That fight murdered professional wrestling. Murdered it. And now they're back to normal. So a lot of people watched that fight. A lot of
Slayed
people
everything.
Saw Tyson's bare bum. Still laughing about that.
I'm still trying to figure out like what the pre-production meetings were like, where it was like, okay, we got our team here. We got Mauro Ranallo, fantastic. Roy Jones Jr., who I don't know if he's ever worked with on boxing broadcasts before, but what's really going to put it over the top? Miss Rosie Perez.
God, I love when Mauro and what was his name?
Roy Jones
are arguing about Tyson biting his gloves.
Biting his gloves, yeah.
And Roy's like, ah, this is a problem. He's biting his gloves. And Mauro's trying to explain to him multiple times, dude, I've covered his fights. He always bites his gloves. This is nothing new. It happens all. And Roy is like, he's insistent. Something is wrong. It's like, oh my God.
Well, that was actually perfect for Roy to do that because it played into everybody who had a conspiracy about the fight being fixed that something was going on. He was
if I hear about one more fight being
for
fixed
for a reason,
do you guys? Oh God, kills me.
I know.
I have an idea. Let's you and me have a fight, but we'll fix it to be incredibly boring.
It's how we got professional wrestling in the first place.
God.
Right? It's how we got it.
Why would you fix a fight to be hideously boring?
Like, why would you order that fight or bet on that fight thinking that it was on the level? You know what, though? I come from an era where boxing was a little bit different, and it was on the downhill slide anyway. But I think at this point, I don't know. The people that watch that, like, in their mind, I guess that's what boxing is now. That's what fighting is, actually, is that sort of stuff, as opposed to, you know, like a actual proper boxing match between two people who are actually in the boxing business and who aren't, you know, influencers or 58 years old.
Here's the thing, everybody. We'll talk about this on After Dark as well. There's a reason that people jump into conspiracy theories, which, by the way, is that this fight was worked. That's a conspiracy theory. These men conspired to work a fight. And the reason is because people just cannot understand that, like, stuff happens. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How could that happen? Like, how could that happen? Well, I just can't wrap my brain around it happening, so, like, there must be a conspiracy here. Because it couldn't actually happen. Even though if you actually pay attention to, like, life, like, things happen all the time that make no sense. That's, like, the story of life. It doesn't make any sense. How could that even be? So you go into a fight thinking, oh, Mike Tyson's going to murder this guy. It's Mike Tyson. He's old, but this guy sucks. He should knock him out quickly. Well, he doesn't. That must be a conspiracy. They must have worked together. And there's the other, Mike Tyson, he's 58. You know, he almost died. Fight got postponed. Guy can't move. This guy's 20, 27. He's locked out all these guys. He'll knock out Tyson for sure. He doesn't. It's a boring fight. Must have been a work. No. What happened was you had a guy who was young, but he's actually not very good. And another guy who was old, but actually was very good. And they just did nothing because of that. And that's how it was. Like, that's actually reality. But if you had an idea of what reality should have been, it must be a conspiracy. Doesn't make any sense. How?
Ever since fighting has been put on film, there have been people that have walked out of a theater or a closed circuit venue or a pay-per-view or wherever and said, that was BS, that was fixed, I want my money back, whatever it is. You just got caught up in the hype. And it's okay to be caught up in the hype. And it's okay to watch a fight that ends up sucking, because that happens. Not every fight is going to be Hagler and Hearns, or is going to be Forrest Griffin and who was it there? Stephen Bonner. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get that every time out. But that doesn't mean that it's a conspiracy. And another thing, Dave wrote about this years ago, around the time that K1 and Pride were doing things, and there is the stack the deck work, where you have a fight between two people. Somebody might be in not so good a shape, and somebody is in good shape, and no, the fight is not fixed, it's not worked, but there is a obvious, you know, advantage to one side over the other. Now, is that working a fight? If you decide to bet on that and fall into the hype of it, is that on the promoter or the fight, whoever put it together, or is that on you, the consumer? You know, that's what a lot of this comes down to is, wow, I wasted my time, this, that, I wasted my money. These were the same things being said about Tyson
free,
fights
geeks.
What's the same thing that was being said about Tyson fights in the 90s? Same thing that was being said about Sonny Liston fights in the 60s. And yes, there are fixed fights. Things like that do go down, but for the most part, it's just a simple matter of actually knowing what you're going in to watch, or knowing what you're going to bet on, which I have a feeling that's where a lot of this animus comes from, is I lost money on this. I didn't like that.
Grand Slam Australia moving venues. We talked about how likely this was a while ago. The reality is there's just no AEW presence in Australia. I mean, they're on a station, which sounds big if you're an American, ESPN. But in Australia, that means very little. You know, their absolute best shows, do maybe 20,000 viewers. And we're talking the whole shebang, 20,000. So most of them are doing significantly less than that. If you look at any other company that's toured outside of WWE, they don't do well. And Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane, Australia, is just way, way, way too big. And so they did not sell many tickets. And they're likely moving, I was told, to either the Pat Rafter Arena, which ironically is their version of Arthur Ashe.
I was going to say, tennis stadium, yeah.
Or Nissan Arena, both of which seat about 5,000. Which I should have done that in the first place.
Well, I could see them going, okay, if we're going to do this, we got to have at least 10. But the problem is, if there's no buildings and it's between 5 and 50, yeah, they probably made the wrong choice, even with getting subsidiaries or some sort of benefits from the government and maybe some help from sponsors over there. It just was just a very audacious idea that obviously they're fixing now. But again, now you're, aren't you then scrambling for time to now set that show up as well too? When is that show scheduled for?
Well, I think it was February or something, but they're running out of time.
Yeah.
Like there were other buildings, but it's just, it's too short a notice apparently. So, if you did not watch Raw, but you have it on tape, I command you to go back and watch something on it for me.
Uh-huh.
And that is, there were a bunch of horrible finishes on this show. God, just one bad finish after another.
The whole show was a rib on Joe Tessitore in the table.
But this Braun Breaker Ludwig Kaiser match.
Oh, God.
Had, I swear to God, I've seen so many dangerous-looking spots in 20... I'm not talking in WWE. I'm talking AEW. Like, I don't care where... I don't think I've seen a single spot that looked more dangerous than what I saw on Raw last night. And if you argue this, you did not watch the show. It is impossible.
This side of Darby Allin driving a car?
No. This was worse.
That.
This was worse than Darby's T-bone. Because, actually, it, I know it was worse because Braun was running faster than Darby was driving when this incident occurred. Braun Breaker does his spot. He has a couple of spots. One of them is when he hits the ropes really, really, really freaking fast and does a lariat. And they always talk about how he runs 23 miles an hour hitting the ropes. Which, watching it, I believe. But the other one is, and let me tell you, when this Braun Strowman comes back, God bless the guy, he's got to stop doing the freight train spot because he runs so slow. And Braun does the same spot, and he runs so fast. He gets outside of the ring, and this guy starts sprinting around the ring because he's going to spear Ludwig Kaiser on the outside. And I swear to God, I'm not kidding, guys. I wish I could swear on this show. He is freaking sprinting at top speed, okay? And he's about to spear this guy, and Ludwig sidesteps him, and Braun Breaker goes full head of steam right into the metal corner. Not just the edge, I'm talking the corner of the announce table. And I thought that freaking table went out his back. And I've seen many times, you know, you see something look scary, and then you watch a replay, and it's like, why did they show that replay? Or even if it's a decent replay, it's like, okay, that wasn't as scary as I thought. When he did this the first time, I thought, he is dead. Like, he punctured everything in his body, and he will die tonight. So I rewound and watched it again, and literally, every time I watched it, it actually looked worse than the time before. And then they showed, like, three different replays from different angles, and every single one of them looked worse. Go watch this. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So one of my subscribers on Twitter, Andrew here, says, I was there live and about 10 feet away from it. This is the Braun Breaker spot. He says, I thought the same thing, and it looked a lot worse live and up close. I wanted to videotape it and show it to my brother to show him how fast he runs, but he went so fast I couldn't unlock my phone. God.
You know, on the YouTube gimmick, you can, like, decrease the speed to, like, 0.25. Watch him run around the ring at even a quarter speed and see how fast he is. It's amazing. And the other part of it is when you watch the replay, he actually gets a drop toe hold from Kaiser that he didn't need to get. And in fact, I think made it much worse in the fact that he could have broken his ribs as opposed to not tripping and maybe sort of hitting it with his hands first. But even if he did that, it would have been incredibly painful. And it was.
I don't know how this dude continued. Like, they went to commercial and they came back and he was selling.
He's a young man.
But he made a comeback and, like, oh my God.
He's a young man and a Steiner. But I bet you he's paying for it today.
God. I'm glad he's alive, dude. I'm not even being sarcastic. No, I thought that went right through his sternum and, like, punctured his heart. It looked so horrible.
You take a shot like that in your heart at the right time, freakily, it'll stop beating. You get hit like that in the throat, you can do some real damage. And again, you get hit like that in the ribs, it could have crushed them. It was a long night for that table because they broke through it about three times.
God. All right, I got to wrap it up. I got to recover.
Yes, you do.
Just from talking about it. Anyway, back tomorrow with more. Check out my... I've actually put it up on my X if you want to see the replay of it. But God. I have nothing left. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.